Good morning and welcome to the Friday, March 15th edition of Byers & Company. Today's the 15th or the 16th? Got the wrong calendar in here. Anyway, Judge Randy Rosenbaum will be with us. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, plus our Brinkouter Home Highlight. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Friday. Can't wait for the weekend. And do we feel like spring is sort of, kind of, almost here? We dodged the snow this morning, right? There was some of that in the forecast yesterday, so that's a good thing. All right, Tupper on Sports straight ahead. I'm sure he'll have more on the NCAA tournament. For those of you who, I decided a couple years ago, I'm not doing this bracket thing anymore. And yep. You would not believe what a relief it is. Last the pressure of doing that bracket and then having to live and die with that bracket ruins your March Madness experience.
Really does.
If you just don't do the bracket, then when Arizona gets beat last night, you can just be thrilled with the upset, you know?
Yeah.
And you don't go, oh my God, my bracket. That's what everybody does.
Yeah.
So just don't fill out the bracket. And I know some people fill like 25 of these. Can you imagine the time consumed and the work productivity that's lost over these few weeks and particularly these couple of days? So for all of you taking a break from basketball and joining us, we appreciate it. All right. It is our great pleasure to welcome to the program Judge Randy Rosenbaum. Tell me if I'm wrong. I predicted that you would hate politics because every judge I've ever met that actually has to do this finds it abhorrent. And I think that's a very human and normal reaction, by the way.
It is. I hate it.
Okay.
You know, I didn't become a lawyer or a judge because I wanted to become a politician. When Justice Garmon interviewed everybody for the position that I got a year and a half ago, she asked all of us, will you run for office if you're selected? And I said, it's not on my bucket list, but I guess if you pick me, I will run. So I'm a politician now, I suppose.
All right. Now, you're going to have to explain what it is exactly that you do. Outside of a handful of lawyers and people who are in front of you, this is probably a tough sell to people because you have to explain what it is to be a circuit court judge. What does that mean?
Circuit court judges are the judges who work in the trial level. They're in your county courthouses. They deal with felony cases, misdemeanor traffic, small claims, family law. We are the judges who make everyday decisions affecting the lives of people locally. We're not policymakers like the Supreme Court or the appellate court.
Okay. So why do you have to run for office then versus, you know, other people who sit on the bench?
Well, Supreme Court and appellate judges are elected, and then circuit judges are elected as well. We do have associate judges who are selected by the circuit judges, and they do some of the high-volume courtrooms like traffic court. But it's our Constitution. It says that...
That seems backwards to me, though, doesn't it? I mean, I would think you'd want politics as far removed from somebody sitting in a position that you're trying to... I don't know. That it seems weird to me.
It is very weird. And on the campaign trail, people say, I can't believe judges are elected. Why should it be political? And I say, it shouldn't be about politics. It shouldn't be about your connections. It should be about experience.
Okay, so who will vote for you? How big of an area?
Well, I am running in the 6th Judicial Circuit, which includes Champaign County, Macon County, and then 4 smaller counties, DeWitt, Piatt, Douglas, and Moultrie.
All right, so I'll be on the ballot in most those... of central Illinois here, right. A pretty big area.
Right.
And so you're not, as you said, a politician or a career politician, whatever that means. You've been a practicing attorney for over 25 years. And the last 18 years, you were what in Champaign? What was your job before?
I was the Champaign County Public Defender. I ran the office that defended people charged with crimes. Staff of 18, million-dollar budget, tried over well over 100 jury trials.
All right. Does that give you a good perspective, in this particular position, you know, having been a defender? Or is there a school of thought on prosecutors versus defenders? You know, who makes a better judge?
I think to be a good judge, you have to have the right qualities, a good temperament, good knowledge of the law, good integrity. But the knowledge of the system, how trials work, how to deal with lawyers, and I think my experience helps a lot for that. And we do have public defenders who become judges, we have prosecutors, and we also have private civil lawyers who have become judges as well.
Okay, so what happened in 2016? You were appointed by the Illinois Supreme Court to serve as a circuit court judge in the 6th Judicial Court, is that...
Right, Harry Clem was a judge for 30 years, he retired due to illness, so what happens is Justice Rita Garmon selects the replacement until the election. So 14 people applied, including my challengers, and I was selected. So I've been a judge for almost a year and a half.
So you're basically the interim of what you're looking to be full-time then.
Exactly.
Okay. And then how long do people hold these positions? Once you're elected, then you just have to be retained. Is that correct?
Right. When I win the election, I serve for 6 years. And then after that, it's a thumbs up or a thumbs down retention.
Okay.
Right?
So then you don't have to do the politics anymore.
Exactly.
So you breathe a big sigh of relief
exactly.
And move on and do your job.
Right.
Do you... What, The judicial system in this country, I know a lot of people get frustrated by it. I mean, you know, because we just hear about the crazy court cases and the stuff that happens. I mean, overall, do you think it's a pretty fair system that we have in this country? I mean, as from both a defender's point of view and somebody who serves on the bench, do most people get a fair shot, or is it just the people who can afford to hire the best lawyers?
It is not about who can hire the best attorneys. The lawyers that I deal with in Champaign County, the lawyers I know in our circuit are good lawyers. And this is the best, although the system's not perfect, it's the best system ever created. And it works very well, and it's because we have good, sound, fair judges.
All right. What should we do about politics, though? Do you have any thoughts on that? I mean, we were having this off the microphone conversation about how it has become okay, and not only okay, it's just acceptable behavior to just lie through your teeth in these political campaigns. I mean, as a society, we didn't used to accept that, did we?
No. I think it's gotten a lot nastier, and it's so much quicker, the information with social media that
you're just inundated with it. Yeah.
And you can respond so quickly to such a vast number of individuals. And, you know, running for judge should be different than running for policy holders, such as state rep or governor. It should be about who's got the experience, who has the right temperament and integrity. And so I would like to think that the judicial races are different. And my race has been fairly cordial. It has not been nasty.
Well, I'm going to ask you about that because we're visiting with Judge Randy Rosenbaum, who's running for circuit court. I don't feel like I'm qualified to pick your job. I can't imagine that most people are. I mean, I feel like I can kind of get to know somebody running for the state rep or you know, your county, you know, sheriff or whatever that might be. But I have no idea what makes a good circuit court judge.
Well, I think that, you know, the Illinois State Bar Association put out a poll for attorneys who know the candidates and ask about certain qualities, knowledge of the law, integrity, temperament and things like that. So these are people who know us the best. And the polls came out very highly for me. I was rated 95% qualified to be on the bench, and my opponent received only a 46%. So the lawyers who know us.
So the people that work day in and day out in your world said you're the guy.
That's my interpretation of the poll, and I think that's what a lot of people believe in the poll. And so, you know, when you have local races, you can actually shake hands with everybody. But when you're running for governor, state rep, or like me in six counties, it's hard to shake everybody's hand. You have to rely on what other people say and the brochures and the information, the websites and the like to gather information about us.
All right. What are your thoughts on settling court cases? I think we ought to do a lot more of that in this country without having sort of lengthy, very expensive trials. You know, I've been called to serve on jury duty, you know, more than I think it's average over the last few years. And although I've never actually made it to a jury because of my profession, they basically bounce me out of the room. It seems to me like settlements, and I realize that seems like compromise, but sometimes compromise is a good answer when it comes to saving a lot of money and getting, I guess if both sides walk away a little unhappy, you've probably done a pretty good job.
Well, you know, I was the public defender for many years, and people would say, how can you do it? It's so mean and nasty. And I used to joke all the time, at least I don't do family law. Well, I'm Champaign County's family law judge.
Yes.
And so it can get mean and nasty. And I do my best to work with the lawyers and litigants to try to settle cases, to try to, truncate the matter so they don't have protracted litigation, which costs time, money, and stress, not only on the litigants, but the kids as well. So I try very hard to settle cases without putting kids involved and testifying and the like. So I'm a big fan of trying to resolve it. And sometimes when I make a decision and both litigants walk out unhappy, part of me thinks maybe I got it right.
I understand. That makes sense to me. And when you serve on jury duty, it is amazing to realize how many of those trials that are on the docket get settled that day. You know, when it finally gets time to get in front of a judge is when they get serious about having the case settled.
Happens all the time. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So how do folks find out about your campaign in the last couple of days here? They want to volunteer, help out, vote for you. Where's the best place for them to go get all that information?
Well, there's a Friends of Judge Randy Rosenbaum Facebook page. I have a web page, which is judgerandyrosenbaum.com. My contact information is there. Really, you know, you just need to learn about all the candidates and read about all of us. We all have web pages, and I hope that everybody finds that I'm the most experienced, qualified person, and I would ask for their vote next Tuesday, which is 4 days away. It is the 16th, because I'm counting. It's only
it is
days.
The 16th. For some reason, my calendar says the 15th. Yeah. But yes, it is the 16th, 4 days away. You're a U of I guy.
Went to College of Law there. Yes, I did.
No basketball for us this year in the tournament.
Or last year. Or the year before,
I know. I did hear Brad Underwood's doing some TV stuff. I guess that's close enough. So did you fill out a bracket?
I'm like you. I stopped a few years ago because I always got busted in the first round. I thought, oh, gosh.
It takes all the pressure off. It's amazing. I highly recommend it at home. All right. Well, Judge, we appreciate you coming in today. Good luck in the election on Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
Judge Randy Rosenbaum. We're going to take a quick break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.